So say we have the Gemara trying to work out nafkamina between the two drushes, Shimon HaTimni and Shimon ben Menasya. How do we darshan Losia Isha? Do we darshan Losia Isha Isha Shiesh Bahavaya? Or do we darshan Isha Haru Uyu Kaima? So my Beinayu. Nafkamina is going to have to be a situation of a woman who is Yesh Bahavaya, but not really Lakaima. So therefore, according to Shimon HaTimni, she'll get Knas, because she's Yesh Bahavaya, this piece of Kedushin. According to Shimon ben Menasya, she won't get Knas because she's not really Lakaima. So what exactly is that case? So if you don't hold Rabbi Akiva, the answer is quite obvious. What's the case? Chai Ve'lavin. Namzeres in the Sina. Chai Ve'lavin is what? It's Tafsi Kedushin. And yet, it's not Ra'il Kaima. So that would be Nafkamina, if there'll be Knas or not, the two Tanoi. But the Gemara presses on. What about if you hold, like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Kedushin is not Tovis Bechai V'Lavin, so what do we have about a case that's Tafsi Kedushin and still not Ra'il Kaima? So you could have said Isurei Kahuna, if you hold of Rabbi Simai. Isui kahuna, we darshin, lo yikach lo yichalel, that doesn't create mamzerim. If it doesn't create mamzerim, as Tosus notes, that means that Tafsi Kedushin. So that would be an answer. But if you hold the Rabbi Yeshevav, so he says Rabbi Akiva's view is, kosh ingo bi b'yisrael avad mamzer. So then, again, what is anafkamina? So now that depends within Rabbi Yeshevav. What did Rabbi Yeshevav mean when he said, Rabbi Akiva made mamzerim, kosh ingo bi b'yisrael? If all he meant was Rafuki Rabbi Simai. So Isui Kahuna, Rabbi Akiva would go Tafsi Kedushin and make Mamzeris. But nevertheless, it's still what? It's still Chai V'Yaseh. So Chai V'Yaseh Mitzvah Adomi, Rabbi Akiva would agree, it's Tafsi Kedushin. So then we have again a good answer of the Nafkamina between the two Shitas, Tafsi Kedushin on the one hand and Enoru Kaim on the other. However, if we hold that Rabbi Yeshevav said it mitaima denafshei lafuke mitaima denafshei kamar, not just lafuke mavsimai, that means that even chai v'yasei according to Rabbi Akiva would be havlad mamzer and lo tafsi kedushin. So then, what are we going to say as far as the nafkamina may benayu? So the Gemara ends up saying nafkamina is beula lekoin gadol. That's where we are now. Beula lekoin gadol. So what exactly is this case of beula lekoin gadol? How did Rashi learn? And the Gemara continues, just to finish the Gemara. The Gemara says, and exactly why is it different? Why is it in fact true that for this assay, Rabbi Kiva would agree? If every other assay, like Mr. Ibadomi, Rabbi Kiva holds its mamzerus, the whole top signation, why is Bulu Kohen Gadol different? The Gemara says, why? Because it's Eino Shave Bakol. That is, as Rashi seems to say, Eino Shave Bakol, it's only Noeg by Kohen Gadol. Whereas the other essays, Mitzvah Vadomi, is not Bechol HaKohol. That's how Rashi was. What exactly is the case of Beul Kohen Gadol? Says Rashi. Let's see the Rashi inside again. Beul Kohen Gadol, She'ein ba lav de'almanus v'gerishin, ela asei de'bisula yikach, v'lo be'ula. There's cases of lavin for Kohen Gadol, where the Torah says, Amana u'grusha, that's a lav. But the pasuk continues, ki and besua me'amu bikach isha, or the other pasuk, actually a two pasukim. There's one pasuk that it's the end of a pasuk. Ki and besua me'amu bikach isha, and the other pasuk is v'hu isha b'psuleha yikach. It's hard to know what Rashi meant. Rashi sort of fudged it, right, so to speak, right? Rashi says el asei d'psula yikach. I want to discuss exactly what is the Isser of Be'ul Kohen Gadol. Which pasuk is it that we should focus on? Again, there's one pasuk that says, Ki im besula me'ama v'yikach isha. And the other one says, V'hu isha b'psuleha yikach. The words of Rashi, Asei de b'sula yikach. I mean, it says, Isha b'psuleha yikach. And b'sula me'ama v'yikach isha. So it's hard to know what Rashi exactly meant when he says, Asei de psula yikach, velo be'ula. Either way, the pasuk is suggesting only a psula, not a be'ula. So there's an Isser essay here. There's an Isser essay. The same way, hang on, I'll take a second. In the same way that Mitzvah Vadomi is an Isser essay, the Torah says, Dor Shlishi Yavo Bekal Hashem. So it's implying that until Dor Shlishi is an Isser, that's how you know it's Usser, but not that the Torah said it in the form of a Lav. Torah implied it by using a positive statement which can imply that something else would be Usser. So to hear, the Torah writes, be it Sulmei Amav Yikach Isha, Isha B'Sulei HaYikach, V'lo Be'ula. Yeah?
What's the non-Pesim Tzub Sukkim?
For now, okay, for now we don't know. Nafkamina, could be they're both true. Could be that there's two things happening. Could be there's a mitzvah to marry a besula, and there's an isaresi to marry a ba'ula. It could be there's really two levels here. Could be one pasuk is one again, which is what you have to know. You have to know. A ma'aser Torah says it twice. Again, in Rashi, it's hard to know which pasuk he was quoting. Either way, there is an Isser Be'ul Kohen Gadol, an Isser Esse. So, according to Rashi, we're talking about she was Nivala to somebody else, and Kohen Gadol to take her is a violation of that Isser Esse. Now, Rashi presses on, but the Imtom affect Rashi Akasha, Yesh Kan Lav Dizona. But L'chorah, there's a Lav here. What have you gained in this Teretz of the Gemara? We're trying to find a situation that Rabbi Akiva would agree is Tavsi Kedushin, because all you have is an Isser essay, but it's not Roy Lukaima. But in this case, if she was Nivala, she's Ba'ula. I mean, someone else had relations with her, so then you have the Alava Zona. So this already takes us back to the discussion we had in Artosis earlier in Chilul and Alosa. What exactly is the definition of Zona? So there is an opinion, actually. Rashi says we don't follow that Pani Abba Pnuya makes a Zona. So that's Rashi's answer, in effect. Rashi says, Lo Ashkechan Tana, the Omar, Panuya Abba Pnuya, Asa Zona, Ela Rabbelazar, Vele Sochas Akavase. In other words, there is one Shita, friend's Shita, that we don't paskin like, that says that what the Issa Zona to get, it's a Lav, Zona Le Kohen, is even if you have two individuals not in any way an erva, not an iser, lav, just simply that they're both not married and they had relations, pane abba pnuya, she becomes a zona. It was not a bia l'shem kedushin, it was a bia znus. So a bia znus creates the status of zona on the part of the woman. That's shita's Rav Elazar. Says Rashi, that's not the mainstream of shita, that's Rav Elazar. So to ask her to a kohen, such a thing would not make zona. If it never looked to someone else, this woman, and the Kohen Gadol was now Ma'anesar, there would be no Isser Lav of Zona. The less Hilchas HaKavasi, we don't grab a Lazar. What is Zona? The Ein Zona, Ela, Nivela, Sklipasula. In other words, she was Nivela to someone that she's not allowed to have relations with. Not Stam Pani Baal Pnuya. We saw already discussed it earlier. What does that mean, Lipasula? Any type of level Isser? So what do we see about this? Big machokis rishonim, right? What does pasula mean? On what level? What did Rashi say in Chumash? Chayvi lavin, as well as chayvi krisis. Rashi mentions cases of mamzer nasin creates zona. And what did we see in Tosis earlier? Chilul and Hulosa. What did Tosis assume? The Gemara Tamura. Only chayvi krisis. Only nivala to chayvi krisis makes zona. The lashon of the Mishnah wasn't so clear. Rashi, we said, saw Rashi in Nivamis. Rashi Lishitas, so Rashi says even Chayvi Lavin. But Tosis says it would have to be only Chayvi Krisus. Either way, though, Rabbi Lazar is a friend Shita, so therefore we don't have to deal with an Isser Lav of Zona. Now Rashi adds one more point. Ubi Be'ula Shelo Kedarka Ayri. This case of the Be'ula, that the Kohen God was Ma'anes, so the act of Bia had to be Shelo Kedarka. And she, therefore she's still a Besula afterwards. The E Kedarka, because if it was Bil Kedarka, Suleika Knas, why not? Because then you have no longer a Besula in front of you. So he's not Manis a Besulas. Of course there's no Knas. We have to find a situation that will be an Afkamina, that according to one Mandama, there will be Knas. If we go like Shimon HaTimni, that it's dependent on Fisus Kedushin, so it's as long as Fisus Kedushin, there will be Knas. But if she's not a Besula, of course there's no Knas. So we have to therefore set up the case, Abua Shul Kedarka. And what is there, therefore that? What does that indicate? That the Be'ula Shul Kedarka also goes into the Isser Esse of the Kohen Gadol. That's implicit in Rashi. Tosis is going to elaborate more. obviously, what you see in this Rashi is that when the Torah asks, when there's an Isser essay for a Kohen Gadol to marry a Be'ula, it doesn't matter whether she was a Be'ula Kedarka or Shlo Kedarka. The Isser essay would even apply, not a simple matter. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses a Machlokas Tanayim, really. But Rashi doesn't really get into it. Rashi just gives you the Ukimta that it had to be Be'ula Shlo Kedarka through someone else. And that is the Isser essay of the Kohen Gadol. In that case, so in terms of Tfisas Kedushin, there'll be Knas. So according to Shimna Timi, there'll be Knas. According to Shimna Manasya, that you need Reila Kaima, she's not Reila Kaima, because it's an Isser essay. And even Rabbi Akiva would have this Nafkamina, because he's Moda to this case of Isser essay of Reila Kohen Gadol, that in fact, this Tfisas Kedushin. Why? Because as the Gemara says, it's Asay She'ena Shavu Bako. That's Rashi. Derech Agav, just to mention, speak it out, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a very interesting kasha. The kasha should bother everybody. You read the Gemara, just in the cheshbon of the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara came up with an afkamina, again, between these two Tanoim, by Be'ul Kohen Gadol, and explains why Rabbi Akiva agrees, that in this case, there'll be Tfisas Kedusha. Why is this case better? Because it's Eino Shava Bakol. So why do we have to jump to a case of a Be'ula Kohen Gadol, which is an essay, She'ena Shav Bakol? Couldn't the Gemara have just stayed with the Lav of Isui Kohuna and explained that Rabbi Akiva would agree that there'd be Tfisas Kedushin? Why? Because it's a Lav, She'ena Shav Bakol. Just a chat question. Why do you have to jump to Isser essay? The same Eina Shav Bakol that you have by an essay, you have by the Lav. It's only Kohen Gadol who can't marry an Almana. So why don't you just stay with the case of Lav and say the same thing? It's a good question, no? Yeah, anyone see the Rabbi Akiva Eger? It's interesting. He has a whole mahalach, a different pshat in the Gemara, different than Rashi, to read the Gemara. In the Shavuot Kol, he comes with a whole new pshat, based on Tosfos and Yevamos. You had a question?
Yeah, but it's not the Gemara saying that it's a combination of being an essay and an
okay, so but why? But why is that? Why do you need to be an essay in the Shavuot Kol? You know, once it's different than everything else. Maybe Rabbi Akiva is molded by a losa seshen shavu bakol. The same with the Gemara has a according to the way it ends up, we're going that Rabbi Sheva even would hold that a normal essay, Rabbi Akiva holds makes a mamzer. Mitzri Vadomi would create mamzeris, lotapsi kedushin. So what makes this essay different than all the other essays? The fact that it's in a shavu bakol. So anyway, you're coming up with that differentiation. Every other essay has the stringency of Rabbi Akiva. So then, ready, say it by Lav. Yeah.
We just sort of trying to come up with such a small mi'ut that would be an exception to what Rabbi Yeshiva was saying when he says kol. So we're trying to ma'ed as much as possible so it could still like slide under the radar. When Rabbi Yeshiva meant kol, he meant like 99% of cases. So we're being ma'ed even more on a double mi'ut.
Okay. Here, look, for Rashi, you may have to say something like you're saying. You're quite right. Vega doesn't really answer the kashas, except that he reinterprets the Gemara. Yeah, he brings the Tosis. I mean, I hear you're saying that you want to defend Rabbi Yeshiva's formulation, so therefore you want to have the least exceptions possible. So only Asayshin Shavakol, that would be the only one. Vuhidim Mislapina, he says, Hayisi Omer Dava Chadash, he responds to this kasha. That the point of Enish Shavakol brings the Tosis and Yivam is to support this idea that Enish Shavakol could have different levels in the following way. If the woman is Musar as well, then that's not as much of an Inner Shavu Bakol as a case where the woman is not Musar. That's he brings a Tosis like that in Yevamos Daf Hei. So he wants to say a chidush. He says that when the Torah says Lashon Lo Yikachu Lashon Rabim, then the Isser is not just on the man but on the woman as well. However, here the Isser essay is coming from a pasuk of Bisula me'am of yikach or isha bisula yikach, whatever the pasuk is, it's going on him. So he says the iser that's violated is not on her part. She's not violating an iser. Bu'ul Kohen Gadol would only be his aver, not her aver. And therefore, the Tosis and Yevamos that states that when the kohat it's not as much as shavah bakol if it goes on the woman and the man. But if you tell me that even within the kohanim it's only the man, not the woman, that's a real ain't a shavah bakol. So he wants to say that's what we have over here. Be'ula Kohen Gadol is different than other essays to the extent that it's not just about Kohanim, but it's not applicable to the woman, only to the man. Whereas if he was to stick with the case of Amanu Kohen Gadol, then the issur is on the woman and the man. Okay, it's a very creative shot. It's a davar chadash, as he himself says. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi had a Rashi going in a Shabbat Bakol, in no gel b'Kohen Gadol, as opposed to Smit Rivadami, the Chol HaKobash doesn't say anything about the issue of whether it's noit for the woman or not. So you have to say something, some other yishuv to the kash. Yeah.
It also doesn't fit with the sheets on the Kubet says on this, because the sheets on the Kubet says that
this becomes a chalala. That's something else. Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
Because she is having bia with him, even though it is.
Yeah, but
also for her to
yeah, yeah. But you're talking something else. You're talking about she becomes usher subsequent. We're talking about the definition. We're talking about a priori before anything. Who's usher to who? She's a bula. He's a kohen gadol. So, Kveger points out he's probably correct in this regard. The isser is only that he can't take a bula, but the isser is not on her. What will be afterwards? Another cheshbon.
No, but the fact that that
okay, no, please.
The fact that I need to see
the
inside, but
if I remember correctly, we'll get to the Shita, okay, so hold on to it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just pointing it out, it's a nice question in Pshat. The Kvega's crashes are generally like on target, so you should if you machave to it, you should feel good, and either way, you can learn, you can grow from hearing the kasha. Whatever the answer is, it is. But again, for Rashi, it's not going to work. Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi learned Kipshuta. So, yes?
I'm just confused again with Rabbi Elazar. Why are we mastered him in the time just because down the road, the Gemara and Bill Paskin like him?
No, Rashi says that view is not Makubal, so the Gemara doesn't have to reckon with it. In other words, the Gemara is giving enough Kamin according to the mainstream opinion that Zona is not Pani Rabba Panuya. So therefore, all we're dealing with is Rasei, not Isilah. It's not Zona. We don't have to. We don't have to. Misyachis to have a Lazar Shita. It's only a Lazar. So the Gemara gives a valid enough Kamina.
Yeah, but isn't like when they throw in Rabbi Akiva, like for example, Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva, you're right. We don't pass that, but there's a big difference. Rabbi Akiva, we don't pass like it. Rabbi Akiva is a force to reckon with. Rabbi Lazar is out of the mainstream, so to speak. It's not even Rabbi Akiva is okay. The halacha is not Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva Shitas can be. We have to take into account. Rashi seems to be saying Rabbi Lazar, because there's also Kavod saying it's the only opinion that way.
Is it like with the Rebbe Meir and the Tosfos?
But could be. I mean, it's not perfect, not exactly the same, but it's similar. Tosfos says it in a different way, but yeah. Let's see Tosfos now. Yeah, Ika Binayu, Bu'ul Kohen God, Pirish Bekuntis. So Rashi understands Pshat in the case of Bu'ul Kohen Gadol, Bu'ula Shelo Kedarka. That's how Rashi ended up, right? It has to be Shelo Kedarka, otherwise there's no Knas in any case. So we have a case of a woman who's Nivala Shelo Kedarka, and that's the Isser Esel Kohen Gadol. Because, Fectosis, the Plukta de Rav Meir the Rav Elazahi the Perek Habal Yevimto Iik Sheira L'Kohen Gadol. Not so simple. There's Machokas Tanoim Rav Meir Rav Elazar in Yevamos Nuntes. If a case of a woman who's Ba'ula but Shelo Kedarka is Kosher or not L'Kohen Gadol, what we're suggesting in this Nafgamina is that she's also L'Kohen Gadol. That's not everybody's shita. That's Rav Elazar. Rav Meir says she's kosher kohen gadol. We'll see soon the machlokas. It's based on. So therefore, Tosfos asks, if this nafkamina is not necessarily true for everybody, for Rav Meir, you haven't gotten a nafkamina because it's kosher. She's kosher kohen gadol. Then the Gemara should probe further, as the Gemara keeps pressing on the whole time. So we're still not out of the woods. We still have to find enough Kamina. What about according to Rav Meir? The Gemara should therefore now go on and say, Rav Meir, the Amak Sheru Kohen Gadol. So now, Mahiko Meimar. So now, you still don't have enough Kamina. You've lost this enough Kamina. It is Rav Kaima. You have to find a case that's Tafsi Kedushin, fine, and not Rav Kaima. But what do you come up with? Ba'ul Kohen Gadol. Nivala Sheru Kedark, obviously. No, Nivela Shul Kedarka could be actually be Kosher Kohen Gadol. So this is why Lekaima. So the Gemara should now Say, Ura Meir da Amar, Michael Meir, Kid ka Amar. Just as the Gemara says earlier, Ura Kiva da Amar v'chuli. It's interesting. Tosis and Yevamis asks this Kasha and Rashi, and basically rejects Rashi because of it. Doesn't even give a defense for Rashi. We'll see soon the Gemara in Yevamis. The Tosis Demaschal Ilema over there. Toward the end, it says, "V'lo kimo shadochi bekuntris lefarish never laachar shelo kedarka, ba'odim ken havele lemifrach hanicha l'Rav Elazar dama nivelo shel kedarka psula l'Rav Meir ma'ikol meimar." Period. Case closed. Rashi is a dochik. Here, Tosis has a way to resolve for Rashi. Why did the Gemara do that? The same way the Gemara did for Rabbi Akiva. Tosis points out there's a difference. The Omer reads, "The Rabbi Akiva parech shapir." When it comes to the earlier part of the Gemara, that we said, "What ul Rabbi Akiva the Amar?" So that was a good kasha. Why kedegu ukmi Rav Shimon ben Menasya shehu basra k'Rabbi Akiva shahaya rabo? In other words, it's not stam that Gemara is saying, Rabbi Kiva the Omar, let's accommodate Rabbi Kiva as well. It's not just because we want nafka mina, we have the Torah idea, we want to figure out how nafka mina can be even according to Rabbi Kiva. It's not just that. It's that Rabbi Shimon Benassi was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Now you have to know who's a Talmud of who, but Gemara knew he's a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So Mistama, he would hold like his Rabbi. And as again to remind everybody, and even though within Rav Shimon HaTimni we know he for sure does know Rabbi Akiva, that was the Rashi's point and Tosis' point earlier. Rav Shimon HaTimni for sure doesn't know Rabbi Akiva. His shita is that you need chayvei krisus from Mamzerus. But the Gemara's question was, but Rav Shimon ben Asya came and gave his drasha of Isha Rei L'Kaima, so what is differentiating him from his counterpart from Rav Shimon HaTimni if he holds like Rabbi Akiva? Why are we asking such a kasha? Because Mistama, he would hold Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon for sure doesn't. We know that. Rav Shimon Nasya, we don't know. If we don't know, Mistama, we would want him to hold like his Rebbe. So that's why we did it earlier. Whereas over here, Baha, Stam to ask Rav Meir? No. So Rav Shimon Timni could hold Rabbi Akiva, and he doesn't have to hold like Rav Meir. He could hold that B'u'a Shul Kedark is also Kohen Gadol. So there's his Nafkamina. That's why he gave a Nafkamina. That's why he gave a different Drasha than Rav Shimon HaTimni. He won't hold like Rav Meir. But say, lo chai she pog Rav Meir Shimon Nasi. That could be a machlokas. No, no problem. That's a way to be miyasha for Rashi. Yes?
Wasn't Rav Meir also a Talmid of Rav Akiva?
Okay. So
we're sort of
the two different issues here. The two different issues.
Yes, according to this pshat, we're creating another inconsistency that Rabbi Meir wouldn't fit within the shita of Rabbi Akiva. As far as
we're not saying Rabbi Akiva would hold about B'u'a Shul Kedarka. That's never been the question. The question about Rabbi Akiva is what he holds about Chayvei right, Lavin, Tafsi
exactly.
Kedushin.
So,
but that's that.
Rabbi Meir would be hold like on his.
No, but
Rav,
no. Why? Why are you saying that? Rabbi Meir has a shita about Ba'ula, Shiloh Kedarka, Kshero Kohen Gadol. Okay, fine. Rabbi Akiva has a shita about Chai Ve'Lavin and perhaps even Chai Ve'Esei, Lo Tafsi Kedushin, Mamzerus. Fine. Those are two separate issues. The question is this. Rav Shimon ben Menasya is coming to differentiate himself from Rav Shimon HaTimni. Like, saying that standard of Knas is Isha Ru'il Kaima. Mistama, he holds Rabbi Akiva as Rebbe on the matter of Chayvei Lavin Lotafsi Kedushin, and perhaps even Chayvei Esei Lotafsi Kedushin, Rabbi Sheva. So what differentiates him from Rabbi Shimon HaTimni in a sense that he must be thinking about a case of Tafsi Kedushin that's not Ru'il Kaima? So the Gemara says, simple. The case of Bu'ul Kohen Gadol, where Rav Shimon ben Menasya will hold like Rav Elazar, not like Rav Meir, on the question of B'u'a Kohen Gadol, Shiloh Kedarka. That's all. So there is no discrepancy with Meir and Rabbi Akiva here. No? I'm not sure what's bothering you.
Well, aren't we saying that within Rabbi Akiva that would be enough Kamina because he would hold it?
Yeah, but it's not within Rabbi Akiva. It's a question. It's not Rabbi Akiva himself, though, you understand? It's not Rabbi Akiva himself. It's Rav Shimon ben Menasya who embraces Shita of his Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva himself maybe holds like with Rav Meir. I don't know what he holds about. Maybe
so
he could find it.
Say that, then we can't say.
Ah, are you asking this? If Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Meir, there's some nasa hold Rabbi Akiva on that too. That's what you're asking.
Right.
I hear you. No, whatever Rabbi Akiva holds on the matter of Ruling God, it has to be Shem Nasa. Yeah, but I guess he's not on record, so we don't know. You're saying, but Mistama, Rabbi Meir holds like his Rebbe. You can't get kasha like that. How do we know? Rabbi Meir doesn't argue Rabbi Akiva anywhere.
No.
I hear what you're asking, but it's not so. In other words, Rabbi Meir is on record about Bulu Kohen Gadol. Shul Kedak. Fine. Does that force us to know, assume Rabbi Akiva has to hold the same way? For purposes of asking a kasha, might be nayu, we can hold on to an assumption that a Talmud holds like a Rebbe to ask a kasha. Does it mean it's impossible for a Talmud to argue on a Rebbe? It's not possible that Meir and Rabbi Akiva are not on the same page. They do argue many times. You can't prove anything about Rabbi Akiva's shita to turn it against Rabbi Moshe Menasseh. If Rabbi Akiva said what he said, so then you want to ask a kasha, Mistama, he'd hold like his Rebbe. So that might be nayu. And if he doesn't, it's also not the end of the world. I mean, it's not the end of the world. He could be, before we know, Rabbi Akiva does hold Rabbi Meir, Moshe Menasseh doesn't hold Rabbi Akiva on that. But to the extent that we could have him hold like his Rebbe and something else, we'd want him. So it wouldn't be a kasha, even if you could pin Rabbi Akiva down like Rabbi Meir. Either way, someone is not going to be like a Rebbe at some point or another. Okay. But to set up a shaka v'tayah, the Gemara has a right to do it with a certain bias that, yeah, let's try to make it fit. If we don't know who holds what, so if I have to put a bet, you know, let me bet that he holds like the Rebbe. That's the extent of what we have to say. More than that, you don't have to say. Yeah, I think it's important. It's nothing here is mukhrach. It's more just to simply accommodate the Gemara. Okay, that's clear? Yeah. Okay, so Tosfos has mentioned a Gemara in Yevamos. Question is Kedai to see it now, or should we see the whole Tosfos and then come back? Maybe we should see the Gemara. Just a little bit. It's not a simple Gemara, but just at least a little bit, just mikufi, as we say, surface. Okay, so this is Nun Tesamid Aleph. I mean, Lamaisa, the Gemara has something that Tos is going to quote later on, so it's Kedai to see, I guess, in that regard. Okay, so take a look at Nivamis Nun Tesamid Aleph. It's going to come out that the machlokas about Shlo Kedarka by Bula Shlo Kedarka Kohen Gadol is going to be totally in something else, about the question of Bogeris. Going to be the inverse, so to speak, of Bulgaris. Yeah, let's see. So it says in the Mishnah about Kohen Gadol, Lo Yisa Sa Bulgaris. Let's have Shimon argue, and they say Machshir Be Bulgaris. The Bulgaris doesn't have the same. She has less Besulim, let's say, than a Naira. That's the Pashtus. She has some Besulim, but not the same. So the Gemara brings a brisa that spells out this machlokas and what it's dependent on. Again, the shita of Rav Meir is that a Bulgaris is no, he's not to marry a Bulgaris, and Rav Lezer Shimon a machshir. So the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan. It says Vehu isha b'psuleh yikach prat le Bulgaris shekolula b'psuleh. This is Rav Meir. So Bulgaris, according to God, should not marry a Bulgaris. Rav Lezer of Shimon Machshim Bogeres Maikam Nitzvigin. The Gemara says it goes like this. Rav Meir Savar. So from this we're going to get to the question of Bulish Ol Kedarka. Rav Meir Savar Besula Afilu Miksas Besulim Mashma. See, there's what to be medayik in the word Isha Bivsula Yikach. So if it would just say Besula Yikach, not Isha Bivsula Yikach, just say Besula Yikach, that would suggest that even Miksas Besulim, that a Bulgaris would be fine. That's called a case of Miksas Besuleha by a Bulgaris. So the fact that it says Besuleha means the standard is such that Bulgaris is not good enough. Ad Iko Kol Besulim. So that's what Besuleha is going to add according to Rav Meir. So it's going to tell us that a Bulgaris is not permitted to Kohen Gadol. Good? So again, Besuleha would have suggested Bulgaris is fine. Besuleha eliminates Bulgaris. Now that we have the more expanded word of Bivsuleha, so that we say Bekedarka in, Shelo Kedarka lo. So that is going to be Marda, that Shelo Kedarka never became us. That's what Rav Meir is doing, the Bivsuleha. Here, Rashi is a difficult Rashi. Rashi explains why. Maybe for the opposite. Maybe the Bivsuleha is coming to say that Shelo Kedarka is Usr. Instead, what are we saying? It's Shelo Kedarka is Mutter for a Kohen Gadol. Rashi says it's a Kal v'chomer otherwise. You have to know what the Kal v'chomer is. Everyone asks on Rashi. The Rishonim already tried to discuss it. Rashi, we just see the words. Just to see the words. Rashi says, Bivsuleha beis yisera the mashmaachi lemidrash to darshin that what the makom bisuleha if the bia was the makom bisulim the hainu kedarka then a nivala nifsul kohen gadol so a bia that was the makom of the bisulim that would be disqualifying our kohen gadol however biigah shelo kedarka it wasn't the makom bisulim lo. So that's meaning it to be machshir that she be mutter lekohen, kohen gadol. Rashi explains the lemeisar beulah shelo kedarka lekala meimar mehaikra. Don't learn it the other way that the pasuk of bivsuleha is coming to forbid beulah shelo kedarka kohen gadol. Ule midrash and darshin that what atziu kol bivsuleha kayom afi shelo kedarka. There has to be no even shelo kedarka has to be in every way. Even Shelo Kedarka, Kiddushin Alav Yidur Rav Elazar, as we'll soon see in Rav Elazar. Rashi says can't be. Why? Even the Bsulim in Mayit Bogeres, if we're already in Mayit from Bisuleha, I should say Bogeres is Koshkin Bula Shelo Kedarka. This Kavachomer, this Koshkin is not Pashit. Rashi says it's a Koshkin that we already be in Mayit Shelo Kedarka Hilka. So if we have a deal from the extra Bisuleha. Yasakra lemishri yasa ukidashin, and as we said, it b'makom b'sulim it's aser shol kedarka is mutter. Okay, this koshkin is not so clear. Why should it be a koshkin? Maybe you'll argue that Bulgaris is excluded, shol kedarka is not excluded, so you need the other pasuk to exclude shol kedarka. Rashi says no, that I would have known already. So if the pasuk is coming to say something more about shol kedarka, it's coming to do what? To say she's kasher. All this is according to Rav Meir. Yeah.
She
has Bia Shelo Kedarka. Does she also some? That's a Rashi's
mashma, yeah. Right, it's not right.
That's Rashi's mashma.
That's the only way to make it make sense.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Okay. This is Rav Meir. Now you have Rav Elazar, yeah.
Because again, you would have a Kal v'chomer otherwise if not for the drasha.
That's what Rashi says. Okay,
the Kal v'chomer from
Bulgaris. From Bulgaris. You know, if Bulgaris is excluded, because that's how Rav Meir starts. Bisula would have meant even mixas bisula. So Bulgaris would have been fine. Comes the pasuk and says bisuleha, that it has to be kol bisuleha. So therefore, Bulgaris is excluded from kohen gadol. Now I have another drasha from bivsuleha. So Rashi says, don't use that to darshan to exclude shelo kedarka that she's aser kohen gadol, because that I would know for sure mekal shekein. Not clear why it's a kal v'chomer. Rashi says it's a kol shekein. So what is the bivsuleha coming to medayik that only b'makom b'sulim, if he fears b'makom b'sulim, it's going to be aser l'kohen gadol and shelo kedarka would be mutter. This is Shitas Rav Meir. So we have a mayor who holds that fears shelo kedarka is going to be mutter l'kohen gadol. The other shita is here is Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. So they again they're arguing the machokis starts off by Bogeres and it's going to end up having a nafkamina for shelo kedarka. So the Gemara says. They say Bulgaris is fine. Machshin be Bulgaris. So how is that? How did they get to that conclusion? Because they would read Besula to begin with the opposite in Rav Meir. They hold Besula, if it would just say the word Besula, that Yikach Besula, that would be Mashma, Besula Shrema Mashma. That would be Mashma that a Bulgaris would be Usser. It has to be Besula, complete all the Besula, not having lost anything as a result of Bagus. So that would have been their assumption with just the word besula. So now that the Torah went out of its way to write not yikach besula, but bivsuleha, so the bivsuleha comes to take away from that default assumption. What was the default assumption for them? That Bulgaris would be would be what? Would be Usher? No, Deos Begaris would be Usher, right? You need Bisul Shleimashma. So Bisuleha says contrary. I feel mixes Bisule. So they end up saying that Bogeres is what? Is kosher. As long as there's some besulim, that's good enough. Now, Biv Suleha, what is that doing? That means that you need all the besulim to be preserved on every level, whatever situation. So comes out Shulka Darka, disqualifies her for Kohen Gadol. So this is how it comes out in their drushes. Okay, but here we have a mayor saying that Shulka Darka is kosher for Kohen Gadol, and we have Lezav Shimon saying that also Kohen Gadol. Now, Skedai, we'll see the next few lines because Tosis is going to make reference to it at the end of the Tosis. So we'll go on and live in the Gemara. Skedai to see it now, so it'll be helpful when we see the Tosis. So now the Gemara says a statement, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Nivelo Shelo Gedarka Psula L'Kahuna. So Rav paskind that Nivelo Shelo Gedarka Psula L'Kahuna. Again, the Gemara is going to end up saying, obviously, who's he following, obviously, then? Psula L'Kahuna. Blessed Rav Shimon, right, against Rav Meir. But the Gemara now has the following kasha. You're going to have problems with this kasha because it's Gemara later. I recognize it, but let's read it anyway. You have to know how to do with this. The Gemara asked the following kasha. Masiv Rav, V'lo siya li'isha. This is a pasuk we all know, by the case of Ma'anesis of Psula, as Rashi says. This is the mitzvah of marrying this woman. It's a mitzvah to, it's a chayiv knas, it's a mitzvah of l'isha. We darshin b'isha ha'ru'uya lo. This is like the Mishnah later on Lamites. The only time there's a mitzvah that she should marry the person who's ma'anisa who raped her is isha ru'uya lo. Prat la'amana l'koin gado grusha b'chalutza l'koin hedjit. To exclude a case of manu koin gado that if the woman that he was ma'anis, the woman he was ma'anis was an almana, she was previously married, so there is no din that he has to marry her. There's no halacha of lo siya l'isha, she's not ru'uya lo. We're talking not about knas now, we're talking about the halacha of marrying her. This is the drasha of lo siya l'isha, isha ru'uya lo. Says the Gemara, same thing, Kohen Hed did the same thing. Grusha, because Kohen Hed, there's no mitzvah to marry in a case where she's not allowed to marry her. Hechidami, what's the case that he was ma'anis her? This Kohen Gadol was ma'anis this woman. Ilem bekedarka, if this act of rape was kedarka, so then my iria mishum almana, tepek le mishum dahave la ba'ula. Listen carefully. How did she become a ba'ula, Rabosai? Through the bia. Through this act of Ima'anisa. What is our discussion right now? Relating to what? Now, we're not discussing Knas now. What are we relating to? The halacha of marrying her. So if you get married, you want to know why you can't marry her? Because she's a ba'ula. She's a ba'ula. So you don't need a command to the prat that she's an almana. No, everyone jump and ask me a kasha. No. What do you know from the next Amud, Gemara, that Tosis discusses in the Hemshech of Tosis? Why is this Gemara difficult? No, everybody jumps on this Gemara. What's the obvious difficulty in this Gemara's Kasha? That there shouldn't be a mitzvah lo siya l'isha because she's what? Because she's a ba'ula. How did she become a ba'ula? So that's called ba'ulas atzmo, correct? Ba'ulas atzmo. And what does the Gemara discuss later on? Bulas Atzma. Im Nasa Nasu. The Maaser can marry. The Yavid can marry her. So how so it's like a circle. It's like a vicious circle. What does the Gemara mean? You're Mayit. It's not Lo Siya L'Isha. It can't be that you need to come on to Almanat why you can't marry her, because based on Ba'ula you can't marry her. Yeah, but the Halacha itself by Ba'ula is Im Nasa Nasu. So something strange in this Gemara, obviously, right? Okay, let's leave it right now. Just understand the Gemara, the tight words of the Gemara. So what is Rava? Rava is asking Kasha. We have a brisa that's memayit, isha, vosi yoga isha that's not really a low. For example, Amanu Kohen Gadol. So there's no halacha to marry her. So the Gemara says, how did this act of rape happen? Was it kedarka? If it was kedarka, then you don't have to come on to the fact that she's an almana, that you have no mitzvah to marry her. You could say you can't marry her because she's not ruyolo, because she's a ba'ula, even ba'asat. Okay. So what must be the case? Elulav. So the case of the ma'anis, this woman, was shelo kedarka. It was shelo kedarka. And what do you see, by the way? Just meanwhile, Derech Agav, the Tosus on the bottom discusses. What do you see, Derech Agav, of nugget that comes out of his Gemara? That the halacha of ones, with the parsha of ones, with the knas and the halacha of Yerisha, is also applicable if the act of rape was shelo kedarka. The chur before Gemara. Right? Why is it not now simple? Because Rashi and Sanhedrin seems to say otherwise. Okay? That's the Tosus here on Amid Beis, a long Tosus. Just to stem a little side point. In this Gemara, it seems obvious that even a ma'anis, a woman shelo kedarka, is also subject to the halachas of the parsha of ones. So Gemara says, elav shelo kedarka. And now what do we have here? Basically, there's no mitzvah l'siyah l'isha. Why? Mishum almana in, mishum b'ula lo. And why is there halacha that now he shouldn't marry her? Because of almana, not because of b'ula. So what do you see? That there's nothing that happened in this situation vis-a-vis not being ruyolo through the act of bia. She's completely ruyolo as far as the mitzvah, as far as the isra ba'ula. Why? Because it was a ba'ula shelo kedarka. Again, the chi of knas, apparently that's even shelo kedarka. That's what sounds from the Gemara. Good. But as far as being tainted that she can't marry him, there's nothing about being a ba'ula shelo kedarka that makes it also kohen gadol. Only because of almana. That's Rava's kash. It's Rava's kash. So, how could Rav say that Ba'ua Shelo Kedarka is what? Is usur for Kohen Gadol? You see from this brisa that only almana is the problem, but Ba'ua not. So it must be that Ba'ua, and it must be Shelo Kedarka, as we said. Were it to be Kedarka, then the Gemara is asking, she's usur based on Ba'ula. So it must be Shelo Kedarka. And now you see that it's only Almana that creates the problem that I can't marry her, but Ba'ula is fine. So how could Rav say Ba'ula Shelo Kedarka is Aser Le'Kohen Gadol? What's the Teretz of the Gemara? Hamani Rav Meir here, Rav Dama Krav Elazar. That's okay. The Machok is Tanoim. Rav Meir hold that Kshayra L'Kohen Gadol, that's what this brisa goes like. So therefore the problem is only Almana. So the case in fact is, Bar Lash Shelo Kedarka, he's Chayv Knas, and he can't marry her. I mean, he would be Chayv Knas, but he can't marry her because of the fact that she's an Almana, not because she's a Ba'ula. That wouldn't be a problem, Shelo Kedarka. Rav, who said she's also Kohen Gadol, was like the other sheep. He says, Machokas tonight. So what Tosis is essentially saying within Rashi and our Gemara is that the Gemara is happy to give a nafkamina that would be the appropriate nafkamina, even though it's subject to a machlokas. Because we don't have to pin everybody down to every shita. Rav Meir, so Rav Meir doesn't fit this nafkamina. Doesn't fit for Rav Meir. But as far as Rosh Hashanah it fits. Okay. Now, let's see the next part of the Tosus. We're going to have to see soon the next Gemara also on Amid Beis, but for now, let's continue along with the Tosus. Okay, so we've had a little more background in terms of this Machlokas. So far, we have Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. Comes Tosus now with another Pshat, the Rach. The Rach Piresh. The Hacha Lo Mairi Bebe'ula Me'acher. When the Gemara says Ikirin Abu Kohen Gadol, we're not discussing that she was nivelah to somebody else. Shelo Kedarka, as Rashi had it. What is the case instead that we're discussing? Kohen Gadol she'onas besula gemura. He did it. Shelo Kedarka, right? No, I'm not discussing Shelo Kedarka right now. He's ma'anes besula gemura. v'lo chashiva ru'uya l'kaima. And that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina that the Gemara is arriving at is a case of what we call ba'ulas atzma. She was a psula before anything happened. He was ma'anesar. Now she's a ba'ula. According to the two Tanaim, according to Shimon HaTimni, what's the halacha? Would there be knas? The issue here is knas. Would there be knas? Yes. Why? Because it's yesh ba'avaya. According to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, would there be knas? No. Why? She's not ru'uya l'kaima. He's not ru'uya l'kaima. Why? Because she's a ba'ula. So since she became a ba'ula through this nice of that he was ma'anisar, she's now not ru'uya l'kaima. She can't get knas. Okay, so what's wrong with the Rach? What still has to be worked out? So Tosfos now sends us to the next Amud Gemara in Yevamos. Af al gav the Omar Babar Yevimto. We have an Amud Beis, we'll soon see inside. Anusas Atmo Umefutas Atmo Lo Yisa. That means to say that if the Kohen God was Ma'anis Naira or Mefata Naira, so now she's not a Ba'ula, not a Basula anymore. The halach is lo yisa. He's not allowed to marry her because she's a ba'ula. The im nasa, nasui. But if he did so, if he took her as a wife, and it was to the degree of nesuin, nasui. Means he can stay married. So what's the problem? We'll have to see what this is all about. But what does it say? Im nasa, nasui. Im nasa, nasui. So then what's the problem? So she is Ruya L'Kaima. Not only is she Yeshba Abai, she's Ruya L'Kaima. Nasa Nasa. We have to know what this is all about. Nasa Nasa. What's Halacha? Lo Yis and Nasa Nasa. So, and the Gemara is suggesting that she's not called Ruya L'Kaima. She wouldn't get Knas when she's in Menasya.
It's just easy to understand Pshat as Im Nasa Nasa means that there's a Chalos Kishon, but not that you're allowed to be
saved. Im Nasa Nasa means, no, but... We'll see in a minute the Gemara. So after what the Tosis means, Tosis is pulling on over us, so to speak. Tosis didn't get it into the nitty gritty of the Gemara. What does the Nasa Nasi mean? So you will see some of the Gemara. There's one. The Gemara says he has to. Well, one second. The Gemara has two possibilities. Nasa Nasi. I'm going to go ahead of ourselves. What is the Gemara? You saw the Gemara. Either it means what? That he has to give her a get, but it's not Gemina by Mefata that he won't have to give Knas. Or the Gemara actually offers a Svara that he mamish can stay with her. So when the Gemara has two ways to understand him nasa nasa, we're going ahead of ourselves, but again, we'll soon decide in a minute. There's two ways to understand nasa nasa. When Tosis is asking this kasha, Tosis doesn't really give us a clue what he was asking from which. So if you assume that he mamish can stay married, obviously we understand Tosis kasha. So why is there any real kaima? He mamish can stay married. But if, in fact, he has to give her a get, it's nasa nasa just means a technical halacha vis-a-vis that he's parted from knas by the fata, because if you married her, they have to divorce, but Lamaisi has to divorce her. So Tosis also meant to ask Akasha? Maybe. Maybe not. Tosis doesn't give a clue. But Tosis simply asking Akasha and answering it. He says, so the case of the Rach is, it was Be'ulas Atmo, he was Ma'anes a woman. So now we have an afkamina within the Manda Omar that that Yeshba Avaya, so then for sure there'll be Knas because she's Yeshba Avaya. Within the Manda Omar of Ruya L'Kaima, so now, as a result of the act, she's not Ruya L'Kaima because she's Ba'ula Sashma, she's a Ba'ula. So you're not going to marry her. Factosus, but wait a second, even though it says over there in Yevamos, Danusa Sashma, Futas Sashma, Lo Yisavim Nasu Nasui. So after the fact, he can keep her. If he goes ahead and takes her as a wife, Nikol Malkom, nevertheless, the Gemara makes sense. Why? Kevin del Chatchil lo yisa. Lo chashiva ruya l'kaima. The fact that the Chatchila is not allowed to marry her, that means it's not ruya l'kaima. The Chatchila is not allowed to marry her. What would be nasa nasa? Fine. But Chatchila is not supposed to marry her. That's called any ruya l'kaima. So the Gemara has a good afkamina. It's tafsi kedushin, so that mandama would say there's knas. But it's not Ruya L'Kaima, so according to that time of Shemim Nasya, there won't be Knas. Nasa Nasa is true, but L'Chatchila Lo Yisa, that's called Ruya L'Kaima. You're not supposed to marry him. But Tos has to add something to support this, because now you have to understand this differentiation of lo yisa v'nasa nasa. This lo yisa is lo yisa midrabanan or lo yisa midoraisa. So if you argue lo yisa midrabanan, that would be one way to understand lo yisa midrabanan, and the rabban didn't want to marry her. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't look good. Whatever, nasa nasa midoraisa is not a problem. It's bus atzmo. So then, how can you argue that you have a problem here in Knas? She's not ready with Kaima. Why? Because Midrabanan is not going to marry her. What do we know all along from Tosis? If it's only us and Midrabanan to marry, does that fail the test of ready with Kaima? With the rice, she's ready with Kaima. We saw consistently. By Shnia, we brought about Mara Shnia. We saw Tosis by Nasina. Right? It's obvious that we have to talk about a case that's us and Midrabanan. So that's what Tosis has to now cover his tracks. Tosis says, the lo yisa is minat Torah. Afagav de imnasa nasli. Now we have to start scratching our heads and saying, so what kind of halacha is this? Midrabban, I can hear differentiations of chatchila b'diavad, but midorais, like what kind of a pshat could it be? Like manafshach. If this is the Isra Torah, then it shouldn't be even at the Evid either. We have to give some kind of a hesper here. What would be the Pshat? Tos is going on record. It has to be that way. And we say there's over nasa nasui. Afagav dehavi min haTorah kidemucha chasam. So we have to know what Tos means. Kidemucha chasam. Tos has a raya that it's midoraisa, because you see the same thing by mukas eitz and bogeris. What's his raya? Pashtas kidemucha chasam, because the bogeris we saw the issue of bogeris lo yisa is based on what? What did we see in the Gemara that we just read? How do we know bogeris lo yisa is midoraisa? How do we know? The dashing sukin, yeah, right. So that's kidemucha chasam. Obviously bogeris for sure. So all of this is proving that what? What does Tosis need to prove here to support his the pshat of the Rach? He has to prove that for this pshat to be a valid pshat, you have to assume that why is it not really l'kaima? Because lo yisa in the Gemara is by Bulas Atzmo is lo yisa midoraisa. Sinachanami, that's what Tosu is saying. It is that way, just like by Bulgaris lo yisa midoraisa. The Ode, and now Tosu proves it further, that it has to be that lo yisa by Bulas Atzmo is doraisa. Otherwise, we don't have a failure of the real kaima. I mean, it is real kaima the rice. It must be it's lo yisa the rice. How do I know? So he brings the gemara that we just read. Va'o de kamar hasa masiv rava. Masiv rava was on Rav, who argued, who said paskind that be'ulas kedarka would be what? What did Rav say? Be'ulas kedarka would be us. Right. That's what Rav paskind. So the Gemara had a kasha on that from the Braisa Velosi Elisha Bisha Ruilo Patla Manukoin Gadol. Hey, Chidami. We read this whole Gemara before. Ilem Bekadarka. The Gemara says, if this act of the Ma'anis, this woman, was Kedarka, so my area that you can't marry her now, Misha Malmana, Tepe Grey, Dahavila Be'ula. What kind of Be'ula is this? Be'ulas Asma. And what was Rava asking? That why is the pasuk disqualifying her when the Kohen Gadol was ma'anes her kedarka? Because of almana, typically because of ba'ula. Obviously, the Gemara is thinking based on halacha of lo yisa, right? We asked ourselves, but nasa nasli. Good, that was our ha'ara on the Gemara. But obviously, the Gemara is thinking based on lo yisa. So, what is the lo yisa? The rabbanan or the oraisa? The Gemara is saying, who needs the psul of almana? That you should tell me that she can't marry her because she's an almana. Tell me that you can't marry her because she's Ba'ula. Bu'as Atzma we're talking about, right? Ilem Bakedarka, Bu'as Atzma. Pratla Mano Koin Gadol, Ilem Bakedarka, Ma'yem Shalmana, Tebwem Shalm, Dahabila Ba'ula. Those two lines of Gemara prove, says Tosus, that what? That the halach of Lo Yisa by Bu'as Atzma is the Raisa. Masma debuas atzma sura lo minat Torah. So therefore, we can sustain the pshat of the Rach that the Gemara's nafkamina is a nafkamina of what? A bu'ul kohen gadol means not bu'ul acher. Bu'ul kohen gadol means bu'ulas atzmo. and we have a case now of Tapsi Kedushin, of Yesh Ba'avaya on the one hand, so within that the Biknas, but within the other man, the Omar of Ruyul Kaima, there wouldn't be Knas. Why is it not Ruyul Kaima? Because of Halacha of Bles Atzmo Lo Yisa. And it has to be a Dindo Raisa, as Tosis proved. And as Tosis proved, one of the proofs is the Gemara that we just read, Masiv Rava. And that's the Pshara the Rach. Now, they know Tamo Pirish came. Tosis doesn't give us really an answer. Why not? Kivega struggles to figure out. We have to look around. Why Beno Tamo Pirish came? One thought that would right away emerge is, why did Beno Tamo want to say this Pshat? Because what was he struggling with? How could you tell me it's not Ruyul Kaima? After all, what's the din?
Nothing.
The issue itself, the Tosis had to go out of his way to say, well, it's still an Asur D'oraisa. First of all, who knows? Maybe it's only the Rabban. The Raisa Tosis, you'll have to know how to deal with. But even if you tell me that's Asur D'oraisa, but Tosis is also saying a chidush, that the Isur L'chatchila is enough to call it Ein Ruyul Kaima. One could have also said that the fact that B'diyavim Nasur Nasur is enough to say it's not Ruyul Kaima. That is Ruyul Kaima, should say. It is Nasa Nasa. So how can the Gemara say it's not Ruyul Kaima? It is. It's Nasa Nasa. Okay, so there's a lot of things that have to be obviously deciphered. The first thing is just Pashat to read the words of Tosis, to know Pashat how it's laying on the page, you know, just to kind of see what's going on. We had Rashi's Pashat, and what we worked out with the Rashi's Pashat, that's Bula, the Acherim, but Shulok Kedarka. Rashi basically is taking sides on Machokes Tanoim on Shulok Kedarka. Tosis says, okay, the Gemara could take a side on that. Rav Meir doesn't have to be worked out. Okay, Rav Meir held it's Mutter Shulok Kedarka. Fine, but we can go with the other Shita. The Rach has a whole new take on the Gemara. The Ikar Beinai of the Gemara is Amanu Koin Gadda, means she became a Ba'ula through the act itself of the Ma'anesa. And what's the nafkamina now between the two Tanoim? Because she's obviously Tafsi Kedushin based on the fact that it's not Shavu Bakol, like the Gemara says. On the other hand, it's not Ruyul Kaima. Why? It's Bulas Atzmo. So here we have to deal with that issue of Bulas Atzmo. Tosis says, Lo Yisa, Im Nasa Nasli. We don't know exactly what that's about, but Tosis makes clear the Lo Yisa is a Dindo Reis. And that's why it's not Ruyul Kaima. So we have to understand that sugya itself, the inyun of nasa nasa. We'll have to look into that a little bit. But there's something else to begin to think about. Anyone have questions before I go there? Just something else vis-a-vis Rashi versus the Rach. I want you to start thinking of that something else, which is quite interesting. Two different pictures in this sugya, in this line of Gemara, two different interpretations of the Gemara. For Rashi, the Ba'ul Kohen Gadol is a case of Nivala Koden. Right? Somebody else, Shalok Kedarka. But she's still also a Kohen Gadol. We go with that time. For Rabbeinu Hananel, that wasn't the Pshat. Maybe because of the Kasha Tosef and Rashi, it's Machokes, Bula Shalok Kedarka. Maybe she's Kasher after all. So Rabbeinu Hananel said, it means Bula Satsma. So why didn't Rashi learn that way? Doesn't it work? So maybe the simple answer would be, well, you see, Tosa struggled a little bit, right? In Nasanasui. So who knows? Lo Yisa. Who knows? Maybe it's not Doraisa, it's always Rabbanan. Even if it is Doraisa, maybe what? In Nasanasui means that it's considered to be Ruya Lekaima. So Rashi didn't want to learn at the Rach. Maybe that's what Ben Otam didn't learn at the Rach. But maybe there's something else. Maybe there's another consideration that we have yet to even identified, but we spoke about it earlier, Shurim. Why the Rabbeinu Hananel's Pshat has some other element of Chiddush here that we have, again, Tosus doesn't even acknowledge in the whole discussion, but this is a whole other level that has to be, you know, shined on this sugya. Yeah, what is it?
The Chakira we gave Rashi. He said by Nesina, the Rashi holds that Chakira is that.
Before the Chakira, just tell me, before the Chakira, you're already taking it to the next level. I don't want the Chakira, just something to notice, and then we'll see how it could be Nagea the Chakira. But just simply say, he's still talking, it's okay. He still has the floor. Before the Chakira, just tell me, I want to work backwards, I don't want to go, you know. What do you see in the Rach versus Rashi in terms of the nature of of a problem of any real kind.
The Rosh says even she was a basul before.
Okay. So let's have to start with this. What it connects with that could be the next level. In Rabbeinu Chananel, the problem of the interview with Kaima only emerged subsequent to the act. Right? Bishas Maisa, before he was Ma'anisar, she was a woman that was Ru'uya with Kaima. She was a psula. She became a Ba'ula through what he did. So now she's in a Ru'uya with Kaima. Right? That's interesting. For Rashi, for example, it's not the case. With Rashi's Pshat, she was a Ba'ula from before. And we can consider Ba'ula Shul Kedaka to be a disqualifying her for Kohen Gadol. So her Eina Ruya L'Kaima existed, that idea already existed before the act, before he was Ma'anis. He was Ma'anis on Isha, that's not Ruya L'Kaima. For the Rach, it's not that way. He was Ma'anis, a woman, the Kohen Gadol, that was Ruya L'Kaima at the moment that he was Ma'anis her. She became Eina Ruya L'Kaima. And for the Rach, that's what the Gemara is discussing as the Nafka Mina that would not have Knas because she's not Ruya L'Kaima. Why? Because she's a Ba'ula that she became through the act itself. That's important differentiation to Rashi and the Rach. And that problem would have also failed the test of Ein Ruya L'Kaima, even though beforehand she was Ruya L'Kaima. She became Ein Ruya L'Kaima. But I'll take it even a step further. That's within the Shita of Ein Ruya L'Kaima, right? What about the Shita of Shimon HaTimni? What was his standard? Isha Shiyesh Bahavaya. So what would you say if she became a quote-unquote Ein Bahavaya subsequent to the act, not beforehand? Would that also fail the test of Ein Bahavaya? So from the Gemara, it's Mashba that way, right? The Gemara says, Umayshna, why is this assay? Why is this assay different than others? That by other assays, Rabbi Akiva would say lo tafsi kedushin, and by this assay, Rabbi Akiva holds it's tafsi kedushin. The answer is because this assay is ena shava bakol. Which assay are we talking about? Ba'ul kohen gadol. How did the Rach learn the Gemara? When did she become a ba'ul kohen gadol? Through the ma'isa of the bia, through the ma'anisar. And had that assay not been any better than any other assay of Mitzvah Vedomi, then you'd have the problem of Shimon HaTimni here as well. Everyone here with me? In other words, the Gemara needed a reason why this assay does pass the test of Isha Shiyesh Bahavaya. And if it didn't pass the test of Yesh Bahavaya, she'd be in Ein Bahavaya, Machmas, the Bia itself, she wouldn't be worthy of Knas. So it's not just within Shimon the Menasya that you see that the measure of the Ein Ruya L'Kaima, Ein Ruya L'Kaima is not Dafka Bishas Bia, but even afterwards. So it would come out from the Gemara, it would seem that even, according to the Rach, that is, that even within Shimon HaTimni, that qualification of Isha Shbehavaya would have to be measured just as well by after the fact. The Gemara says, oh, but it's better, because it's Ein Shav Bakol. So now the question becomes, what could be right behind this machlokas? Now everyone ready could jump in and start remembering what we discussed, but we have to go revisit it again. But again, what could this be totally, and begin to think about, discuss it among yourselves, and say it, and so on. Obviously, we were speaking about it without having read the Gemara, but obviously this is very, very relevant. What could be the underlying machlokas here? This is a whole separate component. Yeah, right. Someone's
why do you say, couldn't it just be coincidence?
Yeah.
Can it just be a coincidence that this happens to be, they're looking for a assay Shein Hashem Bakol, and happens to be they pick a case that happens, you know, Bishas Meisim, that shows us that who's holding which way, but I mean, it's not fundamental to the idea, so as in, it doesn't necessarily have to shed light.
I think so, because the Gemara still needed, to explain why Rav Shimon HaTimni would agree here. Because this assay would have Tfisas Kedushin. Were it not to have Tfisas Kedushin, without this new explanation, Umayishna. In other words, why do you have enough Kamina? Umayishna. If Rabbi Akiva holds that low Tafsi Kedushin, there's no Knas, so the case you just gave me would be no Knas. So Umayishna. What does Mishnah mean? Why is it any different? Meaning, in the case that you gave me, I have a problem. Nobody should have knas. Even Sheratimi shouldn't have knas. Why not? Because it's low tafsi kedushin, like the other cases. But this low tafsi kedushin only came about through the act itself. So apparently, both Mada Amrim, according to the Rach, would be defined not purely in terms of what was before, even in terms of later. It has to be a yesh ba'avaya, not just about before, even later on it has to be yesh ba'avaya. If it's yesh ba'avaya at a later point, then there'll be no knas. Even if beforehand there was yesh ba'avaya.
As in maybe, yeah. Every certain Timney holds, you know, it has to be the b'shas ma'isa thing. It's just this is the only example they could come up with.
But the Gemara needed, the Gemara was still figuring out why is this nafka mina valid? Maishna is challenging the whole answer. Why is this answer good? Why is this nafka mina valid? Why is this going to add up to a nafka mina that according to this one there will be knas and this one there won't be knas? Because you're assuming that this piece is kedushin on this woman. I mean, it has to relate back to our case.
Right, the Ikra Nakuda is not that this happens after that she becomes bustle after the. Like, so the
Ikra
Nakuda is it's just it's
Ein
Shavu
Kol.
That's all.
No,
it is.
But the reason Ein Shavu Kol is used to explain why it's called Yesh Ba'Avaya. Umayishna, why is he called Yesh Ba'Avaya? Mitzvah Vedomia Ein Ba'Avaya. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shevav. So why is this Be'ulo Kohen Gadol instance a Yesh Ba'Avaya? The answer is Ein Shavu Kol. So if not for that, I would have a problem not to give knas to this woman because of Be'ulo Kohen Gadol, because it's like every other essay, even though that which is less ba'avaya only emerged subsequent. Think about it. I think it should be good. Okay, good. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.